Chairman. I want to first acknowledge and thank the various delegations who have presented useful working papers and made constructive interventions. I thought some of the working papers showed interesting evolution and progression of thinking. And I thought that the statements, in particular by our colleagues from the Philippines, Kenya, and Pakistan, provided some very important context, both on practical aspects and also the broader framework in which we would need to think about S&T developments. Sir, I heard broad interest, I think, in establishing a stronger S&T advisory process that could benefit both the BWC as an institution and individual member states. Not universal, but widespread, I think, is a safe term. Again, we seem to be divided primarily on the mechanical aspects, but I think there is broad agreement that we want a body that is diverse and inclusive, a body that is independent but still responsive to the concerns and issues that states parties bring, a body that is technical rather than political, one that brings the right expertise to bear at the right time, depending on the issue to be addressed. Now, we've heard some things about resources, and yes, one of the things we all have to bear in mind is that something like this is not free. This is not a forum where there is a budget that has a lot of fat to be cut. If we want more out of the Biological Weapons Convention, we're going to have to put more in. And this is the time to begin thinking about that, because the review conference will be taking decisions in just under a year, and if we want those decisions to actually have meaning and substance, we may need to think about those resource implications and begin our internal budgeting processes. Mr. Chairman, we see, I mentioned that the divisions seem to be more on the mechanical side, but we see four main areas that need further discussion and solutions. There are some aspects of the scope of work that I think would need to be further discussed, but certainly composition, means to ensure independence, and those resources I mentioned. And I think now is the time for us to try and find a process that serves all of us for action at the Ninth Review Conference. We believe in general, as a multilateral principle, a guiding principle ought to be broad participation and allowing all voices to be heard. We don't see the issue of an open-ended structure versus a limited one as a binary choice, however. I have to acknowledge that I used to, but some people, including Dr. Revel from UNIDIR, came up with ideas that I had not, and we think a hybrid is a promising option to explore. Mr. Chairman, the question was raised about whether we need something like this since we have the MX, but the current MX2 process, it's an open-ended forum and it's useful, but it lacks the kind of focus on specific topics, the kind of independent scientific expert advice, and the practical structures we would need for in-depth analysis. So we firmly believe that states parties could benefit from a technical forum of technical experts to provide more systematic and frequent and specific review of scientific issues that are of interest to states parties. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to comment on one other point, which is that, you know, it's certainly a commonplace in multilateral settings to say that nothing is agreed until everything is agreed. But what the BWC has taught me over the years is that where nothing is agreed until everything is agreed, nothing happens. Political linkage of unrelated issues can be a powerful lever in consensus-based bodies. That's why people do it. That's why the practice tends to proliferate and crowd out other approaches. But it's ultimately corrosive. I believe it ultimately harms all of us. Now, we'll deal with that aspect when we must. For now, I wanted to provide that thought and then stress that the immediate task is to work towards convergence on the key elements of an effective and inclusive, technically sound scientific advisory process. Those delegations that believe that this is an important goal and something that we should aim for at the review conference, I think should do their best to bridge gaps on those issues that we have not yet resolved and find a way forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the U.S. looks forward.